We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very happy to go to the phone lines. He's a Hall of Famer, former Niner wide receiver. Terrell Owens with us here on 95.7 The Game. T.O., I mean, what are you thinking? We've talked all season long about this team, but now here we are, 60 minutes away from the biggest prize in the game, the chance to win the Super Bowl. You played in one. I mean, what's it like in the buildup for all this? For these players and our listeners, what are the players going through this week?
I mean, for guys that have been there, if I saw correctly, I think it was about 7 to 9 guys that have Super Bowl experience with the Niners. But for the new guys, I mean, it's going to be an experience, you know, of a lifetime. And I think, you know, the coaches, I'm sure they have, you know, especially Kyle Shanahan. I mean, his dad has coached in Super Bowl, so I'm sure he's picked his brain about how to prepare his guys, you know, what to do during the course of the week. But basically, I mean, if I remember correctly with, you know, with the Philadelphia Eagles, as we approached it, mainly for myself, I was just trying to get back on the field because I was rehabbing, you know, coming back from that injury that I had sustained. But, you know, from what I gather is that, you know, they tried to keep it as normal as possible, you know, tried to eliminate a lot of the distractions. You know, they tried to get a lot of the tickets, you know, family things, you know, out of the way early. So during the course of the week, you can just focus on football and get ready for the game on Sunday. So, I think a lot of those guys, especially, you know, guys that have played in the Super Bowl, you got veterans on that team, especially Richard Sherman. They can kind of give these guys, you know, some heads up as to what it's going to be like. But there's no experience, you know, like being in the Super Bowl. I remember, you know, going out for the first time, you know, onto the football field just to get a little warm up in, just because for me, I was dealing with the injury, didn't know how the footing was going to be. I didn't know how it was going to feel. And so I just went out, just try to walk around the field, do my routine, and just try to soak everything in. And so, you know, when I went out, it was just like all cameras. It was just light cameras action, obviously with the expectations of me playing. And so the anticipation of, you know, was I going to play? Was I not going to play? But for these guys, especially the Niners, I mean, this has been a long time coming. And for a lot of these guys, rookie guys, they have to understand that this is a chance of a lifetime. Just because you make it, you know, your first or second year to the Super Bowl, that doesn't guarantee that you're going to ever make it again. I played 15 years in the National Football League, and I was fortunate to make it, you know, to the Super Bowl year 9, and I never saw another one after that. So definitely make the most of it. You know, if I had to give, like I said, you know, it's kind of bittersweet, you know, watching both of these teams play, because I went to the Super Bowl in 04, 05 with Andy Reid. We came up short against the Patriots, and I played 8 years with the Niners. That's something that was, you know, traditionally instilled in us is what we played the game for, and that was a tradition for the Niners is to get to the Super Bowl. So I feel bad that I didn't make it to the Super Bowl playing 8 years there, but I gave it my all and I tried to do the best that I could to get my team there.
T.O., you picked the Niners at the start of the year to win the West, but nobody saw them going this far. How impressed are you by what Shanahan and Lynch have been able to do in just 3 years?
I mean, you just got to think about what Robert Saleh has done, to be honest. You think about what they've done, you know, on the defensive side of the game and of the field. You look at how that game played out this past weekend with Jimmy Garoppolo throwing only 8 passes. This was a defensive game that was won by defense. It was won by those guys up front. It was won by the defensive secondary. That's what they hung their hat on, is that defense. And you got to give credit to Kyle Shanahan and how smart he was. I mean, just to see something, he saw something in that defense. On speaking of the Green Bay Packers, that they could run the ball at a heavy dose, and be able to churn out the yards that they did, to not even throw the ball 10 times. I don't think I've ever witnessed a game, you know, in this manner where a quarterback throws less than 10 passes. I've never witnessed it until this past weekend. And so I didn't even know he didn't throw but 8 passes until toward the end of the game. And I'm like, wait a minute. But I noticed that George Kittle didn't really have any catches till like the third or fourth quarter. So I'm like, man, what is going on? But as I saw the game unfold and I saw what was going on, I'm like, man, this guy, Kyle Shanahan, this guy is smart. Whomever their offensive unit is, coaches, they saw something in the hole of the defensive front of the Green Bay Packers, and they exploited it, and they took well full advantage of it.
They really did, T.O., because they still were able to score in the 30s just by running a ball. You don't see that happen. And so they did take advantage of it, saw a weakness in Green Bay's defensive front. But what about the legend, the Aaron Rodgers? Were you kind of surprised to hold this guy to 0 points again, 2 games in the first half? What was the key to that, holding Aaron Rodgers, we know a first ballot Hall of Fame, to 0 points in the first half?
It honestly, Lo, it's the defensive front. When you put pressure on a guy like Aaron Rodgers and he doesn't have time to think and go through his reads, he's not going to be as effective. He's not going to be as effective. So, I'm sure he didn't know what was going on.
No question. He really didn't. So when you think about the matchups that you're having now, you got a different monster in this young Mahomes, Patty Mahomes. He can run, throw. He can do so many different things from so many different angles. Can you see this Niners front four? Can Robert Saleh dial something for him? Because he's Houdini, especially throwing the ball with the different launch angles that he has.
Look, man, they did it against Aaron Rodgers. They can do it against Patrick Mahomes. And what they're going to have to do in the back end of that secondary is be fundamentally sound. Trust me, they're going to have to be sound on the back end. If those guys apply the pressure that they did against Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, trust me, he's going to have a tough day. He's going to have a tough time. And trust me, Andy Reid, he knows that. So he's going to probably have to, add an extra tight end, use a back for extra protection, to obviously have Patrick Mahomes try to get the ball out quick and early to those speedy and dynamic receivers. You got Sammy, you got Kelsey, you got Tyreek Hill. Those guys are going to pose a bit of a problem, especially if Mahomes can get some time. Tyreek Hill, you see what he's done throughout the course of the season and even last year. And so now going into this playoffs, trust me, Andy Reid is going to get the ball to his playmakers. Number one, it starts with 15. That's the quarterback. And Tyreek Hill, he's going to be the guy to try to take the top off the top of the defense. You got Kelsey, and you got those other receivers as well. So they got their work cut out, trust me. And, you think about the offensive minds, you think about Shanahan, and you think about Andy Reid, this is going to be like watching a chess match.
Terrell Owens joining Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. I want to focus on Andy Reid for just a moment. He's had a big-time career, still looking to break through in the big one, however. You were with him for a couple years in Philadelphia. We know he's a great X's and O's guy, but where's he vulnerable? Where could Shanahan and the Niners take advantage of a spot where Andy Reid may have some shortcomings as a head coach?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, both these guys are, I've watched Shanahan, last couple of years or so, and he's definitely, have made himself a name for himself to be a head coach and put himself in a position to be where he is right now. So you got to understand this guy is very cerebral. He's very, very smart. I mean, just by even, taking the approach like last week, running the ball, not even throwing the ball at all, taking advantage of what the defense gives you. And so, again, like I said, these guys are probably going to hold their cards close to vest and try to see, who's going to blink first or what have you. But, I play with Andy Reid. This guy, he's very, very smart. He's going to have his coaches ready to play. He's going to have the players ready to play. And so, again, this is going to be a toss-up, man. It's hard to say because these guys are very, very smart.
T.O., you obviously are a great pass catcher, but also very physical in the run game. When you see these 49er receivers getting out and blocking downfield in the run game. Does it remind you of some of the great teams that you had with the 49ers when you guys had physical receivers?
I love it, dude. I love it. Oh my gosh, I love it. I mean, it makes me really want to suit up again, because I'm like, man, this is what I love. I love when receivers can not only just they're not one dimensional. You know, that they run with passion. They catch the ball, and when they get the ball in their hands, they're relentless. I mean, you can just tell it's just passion, and there is a lot of physicality. And sometimes, like, you know, these days, a lot of these defensive backs, they don't want that contact.
Right.
They say they want it, but they really don't want it. So you got to initiate it. I love when Kittle gets the ball, he seeks it out. I mean, it's almost like these guys are like mini beast mode. You know, Marshawn Lynch is when they get the ball, and that's where you have to be. When you get that ball, you got to run to the end zone. You got to apply your skill set. You know, make some moves, get north and south. And like I said, when it comes down to mano a mano, you got to bring your hardwood. You got to bring your hard hat. And I love when guys are mixing it up, and it keeps the defense, and you keep guys on their toes because they don't know what you're going to bring. But you know, I love what I'm seeing from these 49er receivers. Loving it.
T.O., you brought up an interesting point. You just talked about the 49ers pass rush. They're going to get after him. So you think that they can frustrate the young Patty Mahomes because Andy Reid's going to go there. But can you see Andy Reid now to keep him honest? Do you think Kansas City tried to establish the run because you talked about this vaunted pass rush the Niners have?
Oh, yeah, of course. No doubt. Okay. Yeah. No doubt. When you think about Andy Reid and he's knowing that the pass rush is going to be upfield. Andy Reid, he loves screens. I played with him. We had a couple of guys in Philly and Brian Westbrook, Burkhalter. We used those guys in screen packages. You know, as well as running downhill. So he's going to try to keep these guys a little bit honest, you know, with some screens, even, you know, running back screens, receiver screens, or what have you, because he knows those guys are very, very fast up front. And so that's what I kind of expect from Andy Reid.
Hall of Famer, former Niner wide receiver, 95.7 The Game football insider Terrell Owens with us here on 95.7 The Game. T.O., we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for coming on. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I can't wait. Go Niners.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.